Lisa Marie Presley, to sum up, passed away on Thursday. It was a medical emergency that landed her in the hospital. For context, she was 54 years old. Article from the App News Service. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, passed away on Thursday following a brief hospitalization for an apparent medical issue. She was a singer and a devoted protector of her father's legacy. For context, she was 54 years old. Priscilla Presley has announced her daughter's passing. Priscilla Presley said in a statement, "It is with a sad heart that I must deliver the devastating news that my beautiful daughter Lisa Marie has left us. That woman was the most fervent, powerful, and loving person I had ever met. She was the only child of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, and she took after her famous father professionally, releasing rock albums in the 2000s and performing alongside Pat Benatar and Richard Hawley." Presley shared her father's dark allure, including his hooded eyes, insolent smile, and low, sultry voice. She sang on Elvis's songs alongside him, including In the Ghetto and Don't Cry Daddy, the latter of which was written when Elvis's mother and Lisa Marie's grandmother, Gladys Presley, passed away at a young age. As she put it to the Associated Press in 2012, "It's been all my life," in reference to her father's impact on her life. "No longer do I listen to it since it's too new and strange for me. Though I might try to pay more attention. Throughout our interactions, my admiration for you has remained unchanged. I've always been influenced by him." Her birth, which occurred exactly 9 months after her parents' wedding, made international headlines, and she rarely let her past slip her thoughts. Lisa Marie and Priscilla Presley had been seen on red carpets and award shows since the premiere of Baz Luhrmann's huge musical feature picture, Elvis, last year. On Tuesday, she attended the Golden Globes to cheer Austin Butler's win for his portrayal of her father. On January 8, she was to Graceland, Elvis's home and final resting place, to commemorate her father's birthday. After her parents divorced in 1973, Presley moved to California to live with her mother, an actress best known for her roles in the Dallas and Naked Gun films. While visiting Graceland, she reflected on her earliest memories of her father, including riding golf carts across the neighborhood and witnessing his regular stairway arrivals. "He always had everything he needed.